Thank you, Rambi. This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. And if you enjoy this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick and easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. And we're very pleased to welcome to our studio this morning the Grammy-winning Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, world-renowned for their stunning precision, their rich palette of tone colors, and joyous music-making. They're going to perform tonight right next door to WFMT at Northeastern Illinois University. That starts at 7:30 in the Jewel Box series. But we're so glad to have them here in our studio here at WFMT. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
And I know this is very early for you. It's 8 o'clock, or I guess 9 o'clock now, Los Angeles time. So thanks so much.
Oh, no problem. We're kind of always on lunar time anyway, so
okay.
It's all right.
Well, we're going to hear a whole range of music, really showing the breadth of the music that your ensemble plays, from some new music by Philip Houghton to Manuel de Falla. And we start off with selections from your most recent recording, which is called New Renaissance. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this first music.
Well, we've long had a love for Renaissance music, and we decided to kind of merge Renaissance with contemporary in a way. And we had a number of pieces written by contemporary composers inspired by John Dowland and Francesco da Milano, for instance. But the project that really made this album possible was an adaptation that we did of Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes. And we were contacted by John Cleese from Monty Python. He came to a concert of ours in Santa Barbara, and he said, it would be lovely if we could work together. And we thought, okay, great, let's do that.
Sure.
And Scott came up with the idea, hey, why don't we do Don Quixote? And I thought, that's a brilliant idea. And I got to work, and it took me about a year and a half to adapt the novel into a play script for him, and then arranging music from the time of Cervantes. So music that Cervantes could have heard, and there's this incredible treasure trove of music from the Spanish Renaissance that's goes from the most profound religious music to the most raucous street music that you can imagine. And so much of it is tied up with the guitar, with the essence of guitar. And so we ended up doing this stage production that we performed with John Cleese and later toured with Phil Proctor from the Firesign Theater. We actually performed it one of the first times at Northwestern here. And now we take it on the road, and instead of having these wonderful actors come with us, I do a sort of very brief little narration to kind of set the stage for where these pieces are in the action of the story.
All right, and William Canongeiser will be our narrator for us this morning. Here now, some music from the time of Cervantes with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet.
Somewhere in La Mancha, there lived a gentleman. He read so many books of ancient chivalry that his brains dried up. When his mind was completely gone, he had the strangest thought that any lunatic ever had. He exclaimed to no one in particular, "I am no longer Alonso Quijana. I am now Don Quixote, knight errant, seeker of adventure and immortality." Thank you. as our good knight made his way on his emaciated horse, Rocinante, which he thought was a grand stallion, he came upon his neighbor, Sancho Panza, who was riding a donkey. Sancho was a peasant farmer of a small and rotund stature and the possessor of very little brain. Don Quixote said, "Friend Sancho, I am the knight Don Quixote. If you would serve as my squire, I would reward you with the spoils of battle."
Senor, I'll do it. And I'll be the greatest knight that the greatest squire that a knight ever had.
As they made their way, they came upon a number of windmills.
"Sancho, do you see those giants over there?"
What do you mean, behind those windmills?
"No, Sancho. Those giants have turned themselves into windmills, and I am going to enter into combat with them."
Senor! You're charging windmills!
Thank you.
having fallen to the ground, Don Quixote called,
Sancho, help me.
Oh, senor, are you hurt?
A knight errant never complains about his wounds, but have you ever read of one who tilted so valiantly in battle?
No, senor, but that's because I can't read.
Sancho struggled to put Don Quixote back on top of Rocinante, and they went on their way. The next day they came upon an inn, and the innkeeper came out and greeted them.
Hello, squire and knight. Welcome to my inn. Are you hungry?
Oh, senor, I am so hungry. I have not had any food to eat since we left our village.
Well, here you will find anything that your heart desires.
And for the first time, Sancho ate to his heart's content, and Don Quixote slept. And so the two continued on their way.
So you see, Sancho, it can be a good life.
Oh, yes, senor, because like they say, today we eat, today we drink, tomorrow, who knows?
Thank you.
some excerpts from a theater work, a stage production called Music from the Time of Cervantes, as arranged by William Canongeiser, who was also our narrator this morning, along with his fellow members of the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, John Dearman, Matthew Greif, and Scott Tennant. And in that set of pieces, we heard music by Anonymous, Antonio Martín y Cole, Juan Arañez, and Juan de Encina. Played for us live today by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. They are here in Chicago to give a concert at Northeastern Illinois University tonight at 7:30. And if you'd like to hear this impromptu again, it will be available later on our website, WFMT.com. But we've got lots more music to come up this morning with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. We're going to hear a new piece, and I'll talk now with John Dearman about this work. And I read that you're getting ready to celebrate your 37th anniversary as an ensemble, the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. First of all, congratulations. That's an amazing accomplishment. And I would imagine over that time, you have premiered so many new works by composers from all around the world. So tell us about that process of playing new music. Is it a combination of commissioning pieces or composers actually coming to you to say, I want to write for your ensemble?
Right, yeah, we probably get at least one or two emails a month from people saying, hey, I have a piece that I wrote for Guitar Quartet. Oftentimes they're not very well-known composers. Sometimes they're young, you know, students in a university. In fact, we got one just the other day, which I'm curious to check out. But the process is sort of a little bit of everything. I mean, sometimes we approach and commission people. Other times, somebody who we know, mostly from the guitar world, because writing for guitar is kind of intimidating for a lot of composers. It's a tricky instrument to write for. You really have to kind of understand how it works. And so it can be very challenging. Writing for four guitars, maybe even more so. So I think a lot of our most successful works are people who have had some guitar playing experience or are themselves like very good guitarists. In the case of the piece we're going to play now by Philip Houghton, this is a kind of a unique situation for us because this piece has been around almost as long as we have. It was written back in the 80s, and we've never played it until this year, and we're not really sure why. I mean, at different times it's come up, but we never got around to it until this year. So we just premiered it about a month ago. Well, premiered it for our programming's sake, anyhow. But it's by a guy based in Sydney, Philip Houghton. Philip has written a lot of music for guitar. He was an electric guitarist. He was a rocker when he was younger, a younger guy. And he wrote this piece for a group called Guitar Trek that was a well-known quartet in Australia back in the 80s. So it's called Opals. And there's a little bit of a backstory. In the 70s, he was driving through the outback with his girlfriend at the time, and they were out in the middle of nowhere, and they came across a roadside stand, and this person was selling opals, you know, cut opals. And they found what he thought was like the most beautiful opal he had ever seen. In fact, we have a photo of him holding it, which we'll probably post on the website if you guys want to do that.
Yeah.
That piece inspired him to write, you know, this guitar quartet. So it's in three movements. The first is called Black Opal. The second is called Water Opal. And the last movement is called White Opal. And in the score, it's funny, it's not in my part here, I can't see what he's written, but in the score throughout, as the piece moves through different sort of moods and sections, he'll write, I think Phil is in fact a synesthete, right? So he has synesthesia.
Which is that condition where he sees colors or perceives colors associated with different sounds.
Exactly. And yeah. I think it works the other way too. I think when you see colors, you often hear music. So I think the opal actually sort of inspired this piece. But you know, you'll see an indication like something like, you know, brilliant sienna or muted emerald, a lot of very evocative language in there or descriptions of colors that he was referencing. So other than that, it's a piece that you'll definitely see his rock roots. I mean, not so much in an aggressive way or anything, but in a very, very colorful way.
All right, here once again, the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet in Opals by Philip Houghton, performed live here on WFMT. This is from 1993, revised in 2014, in three movements: Black Opal, Water Opal, and White Opal. Thank you. Music of the Australian composer Philip Houghton, the three-movement opals, Black Opal, Water Opal, and White Opal, as played for us today by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. They are John Dearman, Matthew Greif, William Cannon-Geiser, and Scott Tennant. Stopping by our studios this morning for a live performance in the Faye and Daniel Levin studio before they perform tonight at Northeastern Illinois University in their Jewel Box series, and that concert starts at 7:30 tonight. For the final selections today with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, we're going to hear music of the Spanish composer Manuel de Falla in two pieces, and one of those arrangements made by Scott Tennant. Scott, why don't you tell us about how you did these arrangements and sort of in general how you approach that process. Do you break down the ensemble into different voices or ranges like you would have in a string quartet, or are you allowing each musician to sort of take the lead, so to speak, at times?
Well, we try to pass things around because we can. We're four basically equal instruments, except for John, who has a seven-string guitar. So we're not allocated necessarily to just play, you know, first, second, third, fourth part all the time. So we do pass things around a lot. Ironically, I did this one, the Canción del Fuego Fatuo, Song of the Will of the Wisp, because we had already gotten from a friend of ours, Ian Krause, a composer, we had already gotten the arrangement for the Ritual Fire Dance, which is the second Falla piece we're going to play right now. And so to go along with that, I then transcribed the Canción del Fuego Fatuo. But that's pretty much, Bill then took the reins and did the entire ballet, El Amor Brujo, which we've been playing for 30-some years now. So this this music goes back and forth between being very dance-like and very song-like. So we're going to be playing two very different types of pieces from the ballet. One's a song, Canción del Fuego Fatuo, where the soprano is singing, and it'll be very obvious where the melody is. And then we'll go into the Ritual Fire Dance, which is a dance about, you know, they're trying to, Bill knows the story better than I do, but they're stamping out the fire in hopes of getting rid of this ghost that's haunting the gypsy camp, you know. So, fire dance.
Well, it's fascinating, I think, that a composer like Falla, who truly embodies Spanish music, wrote, I think, just one or maybe a handful of pieces for the guitar. So you're not left alone.
Well, he wrote one piece for solo guitar.
One piece? Okay.
And, yeah, which is an absolute beauty and a classic, of course. He died very young. I mean, and who knows what he would have done had he lived a long life. So if this is just a taste of what he was doing and could have done, it would have been incredible.
All right. Music by Manuel de Falla, again with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet.
Thank you.
The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet playing for us live today in the music of Manuel de Falla, first in the song of the Will o' the Wisp and then the Ritual Fire Dance. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, John Dearman, Matthew Greif, William Cannon-Geiser, and Scott Tennant. And you can hear them again live tonight in performance at Northeastern Illinois University in their Jewel Box series that starts at 7:30 p.m. Thanks so much for coming in today. I've been enjoying your recordings for so many years now, and it's great to actually hear you in person and get to meet you. So please tell me you have more recording projects in the works.
We have some recording projects in the works.
Okay.
Certainly that Phil Houghton piece.
Yeah.
The big news with the quartet is Pat Metheny, the great jazz guitarist and composer, wrote a major work for us called Road to the Sun. And actually, we're going to be playing it in Champaign-Urbana in September.
Just a couple of hours away.
Yeah, so, yeah. And it was a big co-commissioning project. And so there's definitely recording plans in the works for the Pat Metheny piece.
Great. Yeah. Thanks so much again for coming in today. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. And our engineer today was Mary Mazurek. The impromptu producer is Louise Frank, and I'm Lisa Flynn. And remember, if you'd like to hear this impromptu again, it will be available later on our website at WFMT.com. And this impromptu was supported by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick and easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. And now back to you, Robbie.